We are on Mem Amud Aleph, the last line, the Mishnah. Acholit le yivinto. Hu asur bi kravoseha, vehi asura bi krovav. Okay, so we have just a little background here. So we have, normally when a man's married, gets married to a woman, so he becomes asur to her relatives, her mother, etc. And likewise, the other way around, she becomes asur to his relatives once they get become married. And this applies to even after they get divorced, the same, the relatives still remain asur, even after, if they happen to get divorced. However, when it comes to chalitza, that's midaraisa is not the case. In other words, if he's once he does if his brother dies, right, the wife falls to the brother, and he does chalitza, so her relatives midaraisa do not become aser, and his relatives to her vice versa, they don't become aser midaraisa. However, since it looks similar to a case of divorce, you know, they were the chalitza looks like as if he's divorcing her. So in order that the people shouldn't get mixed up, Rabbanan made a gzera that just like by a divorce, the relatives become remain aser, or aser can remain aser. So too by chalitza, the relatives become aser as if they were married and divorced. Okay, but it's all Rabbanan. Okay, so therefore that's the Mishnah. Cholitz leivim to. Therefore, who asur bikrovatea? He's asur in her relatives, and she's asur in his relatives. That's the first part of the Mishnah. And now the Mishnah mentions the relatives that become asur. So who, you know, was the cholitz, the man that did chalitza asur bima as asur to her mother, ube'em ima and her mother's mother, ube'em aviha to her father's mother, uba bita to the woman's daughter, uba bat bita and the daughter's daughter, uba bas bina and her son's daughter, uba achosa and to her sister bizman shehi kayemes, as long as she's still alive, which is the case normally when a person gets married. In the case of marriage, you come ask her to the sister. And this particular one is only, as the Mishnah says, is manchi kayemes. But if she dies, so then you can marry the sister. And as we're going to see, as Rashi is going to point out, this is dafka by the case of the sister, but not the other. The other doesn't matter. Even after death, it still remains. They remain asa forever. From another, what? No. Her daughter, yeah. Right. Right. No. Yeah. She can have a daughter from another marriage. Yeah. Yeah. Only from another one. Yeah. Okay. Vachim mutarim. And the brothers are mutter. In other words, if there's other brothers involved, okay, you know, the other brother, one brother does chalitza, so that brother did chalitza is asur to the relatives. But the other brothers are mutter to the relatives. Only that brother. They only goes there on the actual cholitz, the guy that did the chalitza, and not any of the other brothers. The other brothers are mutter to her relatives. Okay, now we're going to see the other direction. Vehi, the nechalesis, in other words, the woman that had chalitza done on her, she is aser in the other direction on his father, v'avi aviv, and his father's father, ube beno, and his son, ube ben beno, and his son's son, and be'achiv, his brother, ube ben achiv. And his brother's son, like his, that would be his aunt. That's in that direction. Okay. Finally, the Mishnah says, "Mutar Adam bikrovas tsaras chalutzaso." Okay, a person is mutar in the relative of his chalutzas tsara. Meaning, for example, let's say we have Reuven and Shimon, right? They're brothers, and Reuven is married to Leah and Dinah. example I'm looking at here, Leah and Dina. Okay, and then Reuven dies, and Shimon does chalitza on one of the wives, at Dina, let's say. Okay, he does on chalitza. So now, Shimon did chalitza. So now so Shimon is mutter with to marry now Rachel, okay? Which was, in other words, he did chalitza on Dina. Dina's tzara is Leah, okay? This is Reuven, the original, the brother that died was married to Leah and Dina, okay? So once Reuven dies and Shimon does chalitza on Dina, so Dina's chalutza, Leah, okay? So Leah's sister is mutter to Shimon. That's called Krovat Saras Chalutzasa. However, says the Mishnah finally, Vasur Bitsaras Krovat Chalutzasa. Okay, that the Gemara is going to discuss why the difference over here, what's the case. So that would be if you have, again, Reuven and Shimon. In this case, Shimon's married to Leah. He dies. And Reuven does chalitza to Leah, and then Aaron, this other, not a brother, a stomach person, he's married to the one Reuven who did chalitza on Leah, her sister. He's married to Leah and Chana, and then that other brother Aaron, he dies. So so Reuven who did chalitza on Leah is aser to not only to Rachel, right, because that's the sister of the one he did chalitza to, but also to her chalutza, and that's Chana. Okay, and the Gemara is going to discuss that. Okay, let's see Rashi, the Mishnah. Okay, asur bikrovatea, so he is asur in her relatives. Ki ilu hi ishto, like we said, this is a midraban, as if they were married and got divorced, and he's asur to her relatives. The kol krovos ha-nesaras machmas isha gmura asura midrabanan b'chalitza. And if they were really married, isha gmura, these relatives that they'd be asur to, so the rabbanan made a gezera that the same relatives are asur to chalitza. Okay, hu asur kol hanach arayas deraisa ninhu. So all these are deraisa. V'gazrinu rabbanon v'chalutza. So again, and they made the gezera also to apply to a chalutza. Bizman shehi kayami. So he said, by the sister, it's only once she's alive. Achosakai, Rashi is dafka referring to the sister. But v'lo b'sharayas. The sharayas apply even after death. Ba'aviv, so she's aser in his father. Mishum kalaso. So mitzad the man, it's his kala, right? It's his son's wife, Uba Avi Aviv, and her father's, his father's father. She's also his father's father. So again, mitzad the man, it's Kalas Beno, it's his son's daughter-in-law, and his son's wife. Okay, Afalkav Debi Ishta Gemura Eina Sura La Avi Aviv, Ela Midivre Sofrim. That even though this is only, we call the Shnias Leerva. Okay, so it's only midrabanan. Even in a regular case, it's only drabanan. Da kalas beno mishnias drabanan hi. Vafilu hachi gazru rabani nami b'chalutza. Okay, even so, they asked not only the regular derais relatives, but even those that were be only asked because of shnias lerayas by a regular relationship. Also by the chalutza, they asked those as well. Bibino. Me, well, she's asked to her to his son. That's Mishum Aishis Av. Again, mitzad the husband, the man. Biben Bino, Mishum Aishis Avi Aviv, Shehu Minashnias. Again, that's the case of Shnias Larias. Biachiv, Mishum Aishis Ach, the brother's wife. Biben Achiv, Mishum Aishis Achi Aviv, the father's brother's wife. Mishu Muta, we said Adam Bekrova Saras Chulatza. So Velo Amrinan Tzara Kachalutza Vasur Bekrovatem. So we don't say that a tzara is like the chalutza here and Asur in her relatives. But we said, however, Vasur Betzaras Krovas Chalutza Saso. There is an Isser. So we Rashi gives the example: Reuven chalatz l'Leia. Reuven did the chalitza on Leia. But Rachel nesua l'Nachri, and Rachel was the sister was married to some other guy, not another brother. This is another guy. V'latzara, and she had a tzara. We say, let's say Chana. Umesa Nachri, and then this guy we said is Aaron, his name. He died, and Asura tzara. So this tzara Chana is Asur. To Reuven, the time of Farsh Gemara, Gemara is going to explain the reason for it. Okay. I don't know. Okay. Let's see the Gemara. Yibailahu. Gazru shnias, right, b'chalutza, olo. Okay, the Gemara asks, with this case of the chalutza, right, when you, we said is asur to the relative, etc., were they go there also on shnias or not? Now, from what we said in the Mishnah of Rashi, we see clearly yes, because we're going to see, Lamai said, is the maskana. But at this point, the Gemara is going to, is going to clarify the issue. In the end, it's going to be yes, as we saw in the Mishnah. The way it was explained by Rashi, etc. But at this point, the Gemara is clearing the issue and asks, is the Shnias, okay, when there's Chalitza done, and they're asked to the relatives extend even to the Rabbanans, and even the Shnias Lerayas, or not? Or look. And what are the sides of the Safek? Do we say, Dafka Be'erva, that's the Raisa, Gazubu Rabbanan, Shnias? That is it dafka in the case when there goes there on the chalutza, it's only on those relatives which are ad biaser midaraisa. The chalutza, okay, but gazru b'rabanan shniyas. Be'erva deraisa gazru b'rabanan ashniyas, but chalutza lo gazru b'shniyas. In other words, only in the case of a regular relationship, as then the rabbanan had these added these shniyas. There was these derabanan dika. Ervas, which are midaraisa, they're mutter too, but the Rabbanan added. So that only in the case of a regular marriage, but by chalutza not. Odil maloshna, or maybe not. Even Rabbanan, once they made the gezeira, it's across the board. And the chalutza, choletz and choletz, are even in the shnias. That's the Gemara's question. Rashi, gazu shnias bechalutza lo, kagon. Aim ima, for example, the next generation, right? The mother's mother, like the great grandmother. The aim avia, the gabi ishto mitzru. There we know by a regular case of a wife. There they did aser mitzru alea mishum shnias ketatani rabbi chia beperiket said ravi sheva bechami veshechamoso shnia. That's called a shnia l'rayas, and that is aser by a regular case. So do we say dafka by beerva? The Araisa, says Rashi, Kolomar Beishto, Kolomar Beishto, the Ima, the Emima, Have Erva the Araisa, there Gazurbanan, that's when the regular case of a marriage, there the Yasud Yishnias. Aval Bechalutza, the Afilu Araisa, the Deis Rabbanan, because in the case of Chalutza, the whole thing is Rabbanan, because really, even the Mamish, the Erva the Araisa, is only the Rabbanan institution by the Chalutza. So is it that there were Rabbanan were not grows or logaz rishnias behem or dilma loshna or maybe loshna and even in the case of a chalutza there goes there even on the shnias as well. Now says Rashi memes nisi in lodi, okay, and you can't be medayik from our Mishnah. Like we said, pashtus of the Mishnah would seem that they are goes there. But he said, "Mitznisin lo daik diktani." For example, he asura ba avi aviv. That was one of the examples that she's asur to his father's father. Mishum kala spano the havishnia. That is a shnia. So, what's the question? In other words, it seems to be that it's clear in the Mishnah that one of the relatives that are mentioned is a shnia. So Rashi says we're going to see in the Gemara. Hi, kamaitina lalakaman Allah the hamil. So the Gemara is going to bring this and say, hey, we see from the Mishnah that it is, but the Gemara is going to docha that umanchile lemeimar la mishum choletz elabishvil hameis shehaisa zu ishto gemura lefika chavi aviv asur la mishum kalas beno. Meaning, as we're going to see, the Gemara is going to discuss this, but Rashi's highlighting it, that the iser of the in this case of the son's wife, okay, which is a shnia, since the brothers, Reuben and Shimon, okay, they are since they're brothers, so they share the same father and the same grandfather. So it's true she's aser when she does chalitza to say Reuben dies, she has chalitza to Shimon. She is mitzad Shimon. As the chalutza, she's the wife of the you know, was the father's the grandson's wife, but it also since they share the same father, she also was from the beginning the Reuven's wife, right before he died, and Reuven's also the grandson of say Yitzchak. Okay, so they share the same grandfather. So Mela, she's also because of the her regular husband off the command of the chalutza. How the Gemara is going to say it? Okay, so that's the Gemara's question. Now we're going to try to answer it. Tashma. We said in the Mishnah, Hu asur bi'ima ube'em ima. Okay, one of the couple of the relatives we mentioned is that he. The choleitz is aser in the woman's that she did the chalitza with her mother and her mother's mother. V'ilu eim ima loktani, but it doesn't mention the next generation after that. It mentions just her mother and her mother's mother, but doesn't mention eim ima, the next generation of a mother. So why? Because that's pashas. Because that's already shnias. And so therefore it's mash. The fact they didn't mention it is because it's not by chalitza. There's no iser for shnias. So there's our kilu raya that there's no iser of shnias by the chalitza. So Gemara is doch. It says no. Dil mahainu time medolotani mishum de kabayla misne seifa. No. Maybe the reason why it doesn't mention it is because I wanted to say in the Seifa of the Mishnah, which we saw, v'achin mutarim, right? That the brothers, all these Yisurim of the relatives, only goes to the actual acholitz himself, but to the if there's other brothers involved, they're mutar to the relatives of the chalutza. Okay, now v'i tani aim ima, and therefore the reason why the Mishnah didn't want to, even though maybe shnias ara us. But the reason why we didn't want to mention it, because it might be misleading. If we would have said, Eime Mima, and then we would have said that the brothers are mutter, then Hava Min Ha'achim Mutarim Dafka Be'eim Ima. Aval Be'eim Ima Ube'ima, maybe lo. Because maybe then I would think that maybe the brothers are maybe only mutter, when it says the brothers are mutter, I might think it's only mutter to that, since it's far-fetched, only a shnias. So then, okay, so the brothers are mutter to the shniyah, but he himself, he's aser even to the shniyah. I might, you know, be misled to think that when it says that the achinim mutarim, it's only going on the aim ima, since that's a shniyah. Okay, but again, aim ima bima, but the regular case, I might think that the brothers are aser to, which is not true, right? The brothers are mutter to all the relatives of the chalutza. But if it would have said the case of the Eime Mima, I might think, maybe only to that their mutter, but the other relatives aser. So therefore, we couldn't write it because it would be misleading. So the Gemara is docha that and says that if that's a problem, all you have to do is add one word and it won't be misleading anymore. Velisni Eime Mima, right Eime Mima. I might think the brothers only muttered only to that because of shnias. That's all right. Velisni Achim Mutarim Bekulan. That's all. Just add that one word, Bekulan, and I won't be misled. I would see that they're mutter Bekulan, not just that one case of the Eime Mima, because it's Shnias. They're mutter to all of them. And therefore, I have no problem. And therefore, it would come out that being the case, we're back to original, so to speak, Raya, that there is no Inyan of Shnias, because if it would have said the case of Eime Mima. So the Gemara says Kasha. So if you look at... take a glance at Tosfos, the second Tosfos, Vidlini Mutarim Bekulam Kasha. So Gemara says, okay, Kasha. So ask Tosfos, Hadalo Kamar, Elishmami Nadalogazim Shnia Bechalutza, I mean, what do you mean kai? No, we brought a raya and we tried to be docha the raya. We couldn't. Someone says, oh, okay, kasha. What do you mean kasha? Say, good. So shmami, now we have an answer. There's no shnius. Could it be shnius? Would have said amiman. Good. We have our answer. Why does the Gemara say kasha? Say, wonderful. We have our answer. Shmami, now this is the logos of shnius. So Tosa says the reason is bishum de lekaman meisik de gazru. Because we're going to see in the end, he said that they were really gozer ivan shnius. They couldn't say kamash malah. You know, oh, good. We have our answer. It remains a kasha because in the end we're going to see that they were the Urur Gozer, and so this why didn't they mean the kasha? But it has to be a kasha. It can't be a conclusion because it would be the wrong conclusion, as we're going to see later on. Okay. Next case. Tashma hi asura ba'aviv uba'avi aviv. Okay, so here we have now the woman. So she's asur to his father and to his father's father. So now Gemara is medayeket. Ktani miha, what do we see? Okay, sorry, maybe before we go, let's just do Rashi before we see this case and mixed up. So Rashi says, Zahava mina achim utarim, lokai ela aim imach. I would have made the mistake to think, if it would have said this, Amy Mima, then maybe when it says when the brothers are mutter, it's only referring to that case of the grandmother, Amy Mima, the great grandmother. Right? The Lo Gazru Shnias Bezika. Since it's only talking about the brothers, which is Zika, so maybe they weren't goes there because of that. Of all Ima of Amy Ima, the Havaluhu Arais Daraisa, I might have made mistake the thing. The Gabe by regular Ishits Daraisa, by Isha Gemura. So Lo Mishteru Achim. Maybe there the brothers would not be mutter. They were only mutter in the case of the Shnias. The Gazru Arayas Bezika, because maybe they were Gazru Arayas Bezika, which is not the case. So that's the mistake I might think. Vafilu Lachar Achalitza, Neima Deihu, and that was the Cholets, Shlichutayu Avid, he's the Shliach of the other brothers, and therefore maybe they're Asr to, these relatives are Asr to all the brothers. And therefore, Mishim Hachilotai, that's why we didn't want to bring it there. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Tashma. So we said in the Mishnah that he asura ba'aviv uva'avi aviv. So she's asur, the choletzis is asur to her now his father and his father's father. Tani miha avi aviv. So we said, again, avi aviv, the grandfather. His father's father. So my love, mishum choletz, the havela kalas beno. So here we have it. Right, if this is it's true, if we're going by, you know, we have the Reuven and Shimon. Okay, Reuven dies and his wife, let's say Dina, falls to Shimon. He does chalitza. So his now Shimon's father is Yaakov, his grandfather is Yitzchak. Okay, so we're saying now Yitzchak, the grandfather, is asur to his son Yaakov's son Shimon's wife. Okay, so it's kalas beno. Okay, it is the kala of his son, because his son is his son's daughter-in-law. So it's a son's daughter. Okay, so if that's the case, that's what our Mishnah is telling you, that she's asur to, you know, or he's asur to his to kalas beno. So that's only a shnia. So here we have lichura beferish that they were gozer shnias, because this is the case of shnias. So the Gemara is dochino lo mishu misna the havila kalas beno. So the Gemara is dochino, we mentioned in the Rashi before in the Mishnah that it's not a raya, because anyways she would be asur to Yitzchak, and that was her husband, the chalutz, and that was the husband's father's father. Anyways, because Reuven and Shimon, they share the same father. They share the same father, they share the same grandfather also. So Mela, when Dina was originally married to Reuven, the first brother, that Yitzchak, which was the father's father, was ready. She was ready asur to him because of the marriage, nothing to do with chalitza. So then, after Reuven died, now she has chalitza Shimon. Okay, so she's still asur to Yitzchak, right? Her husband's father's father because of her first husband, because they were brothers. So it's still before it was her husband's father's father, and now it's her chalutza's father's father, which was anyways asur because of her husband's father's father. Also shnias. So now that she's chalutza, nothing's changed. She's still asur to the original because of the original husband. So therefore, we don't see anything here about shnia stafka by a chalutza. Sorry?
How do you express
a mitna means the dead brother, and dead lashon meis. Okay, good. So the Aruch Lanier has a whole thing on this. In your spare time, you wanna, he goes through. He says he asks the question, like, why go through each one, and then we're gonna keep doing this. And the Gemara says, no, it's Bishum Misna. And then, so then, what was it? Like you said, so the Aruch Lanier goes through the whole thing. Let's see. Let me squeeze another one out here. This one's a little bit more Mitzubach. Okay, Tashma, Ben Bino. Okay, so the next, we have the next case in the Mishnah. We said that she's Aser Ben Bino, in her son's son. Okay, so now the Gemara again says, My La Mishum Choletz, again, the Havia La Eshes Avi Aviv. Okay, and so here we have again a case of Shnias Rabbana. Okay, because we have her husband's from another wife, okay, son's son, and that's Shnias, and yet we see she's asked him. Okay, so that's Eishes Aviv Mitzad Dahal, Mitzad this guy, it's the Eishes Aviv, it's his father's wife. Okay, so that's what Shnias we see. They were gozer by chalutz b'shnias. The Gemara answers again the same thing. Lo mishum misna, v'haviyala eishes achi avi aviv. So he said no mishum misna. In other words, because again, if we had Reuven and Shimon, Reuven died and Shimon did chalitz on his wife. So Mela, she was before that. Anyways, they were she was aser to the. Because of Reuven, it's the father's brother's wife, okay? Because anyway, Reuven and Shimon are brothers, so anyways, she's aser because of Shnias, okay? And only the Rabbanan, but it's the guy's father's brother's wife. So anyway, because that's now it's not the brother, it's his father's wife. But anyway, that's with the chalutza. But she was anyways aser because of the father, the brother's wife. No, we didn't. So, like we said before, there's no raya from there. Okay. So the Gemara says, "I ha meimar machsher beishas achi avi aviv." So the Gemara asks, but a meimar he machsher the father's brother's wife, that's not even a shnia, according to a meimar. Therefore, you can't say no. It's going on the dead brother. She was anyways has because of that relationship. Because a meimar said that's not a problem. That's too far removed. That's not even us. So the Gemara answers a meimar mukila bebar bra de saba. So a meimar he says no. He learns the whole case differently. Okay, the whole limud of the Mishnah. How does he learn? So he learns that the Mishnah, when it says that she's aser ba'aviv, avi aviv, and then when the Gemara, right, first we say that she's aser to the chalutz's father, and the father's father, and then when the Mishnah goes on and says ubno, so we understood pashtus, and now it's switching to the actual, again, the chalutz's son and his son's son, but the Meimar doesn't learn that way. He learns that it's not referring to the Choletz's son and son. They're talking about the continuation of the father, right? In other words, she's aser to the it says Aviv and then Aviv, and then it goes on to his son means the father's son, okay, which means basically the brother. And then when it says that the achiv, when it says beno, and ben beno means basically the brother's son, the nephew. So in other words, it's going back on the father. His, we don't know when it says his son, who's him. So we used to understand the pashtus is him, the chaletz's son, you know, the guy did chalitza. But no, the Meimar learned, and his son, his, doesn't refer to the chaletz, it refers to the father, which we started off the list with. His father's father, and his son means the father's son, and the father's son's son, whatever, is a nephew. So that's how a Maimar learns. So, okay, let's see Rashi. Tashma mi ben beno, my love, mishum chole, sahavi le'eshas aviv, v'hi ashnios. Then we have a raya for shnios, where it says, lo, again, mishum misna, shaitazu eshas ishto gemura. The dead brother she was once married to, al ben beno, shel chole, sahavi le'eshas, excuse me, achi avi aviv, and we thought that that's also shnias, and therefore because of the brother that died, he's usher because of that anyways, not because of the choleit. And the Gemara said, "Iva meimar machshila." He says that doesn't apply. So meimar mukhila lehai ben beno demasnisi nasaba. Excuse me, it's going on there like the, we say like on the father, the grandfather, aviem shel the mace, which is the father of the mace. The cholets, the ha bereisha diktani, he asura ba'aviv. So therefore, when it starts off and says she's asur in the cholets' father, v'hadar tanin, when it says ubibino, it means bibino shel aviv, not the bino of the cholets, which is would be the simple pshat. He's learning means bino shel aviv, shehu achi hames ve'acholets, which would be the brother of the mates and the mace and the cholets and other brother. And then she becomes Aser because once she does, once Chalitz was done by one of the brothers, she becomes Aser to all the brothers. Ula ben beno, Shelavim, and then also ben beno refers to Shelavim, the grandson of the father, the Haviola, Esha Sachi Aviv, which would be the father's brother's wife. Okay, so that's how he would learn Bechlal. So the Gemara says, that's fair. Why? Because he hachi hainu achiv uben achiv. So, that's fair. Because why? The next cases in the Mishnah is that she's asked to his brother, the cholik's brother, and the brother's son. So that's, according to that, we just repeated ourselves twice, according to a Meimah. Because first we said it's the father's son, this is the brother, and then the brothers, we're just repeating ourselves. Achiv and Ben Achiv is another way of saying what we just said. it's his father's son, which is his brother, and son's son, which is his nephew. It's just a repetition. So how could you say that? The more answers. Tana be'achiv mina av, uktani be'achiv mina aim. So it is referring to this, except they're just two different scenarios. They're either brothers from the mother, or brothers from the father. They share the same father. That's the first case. And when the Mishnah, so to speak, repeats itself and talks about the achiv, and that's only talking about a brother and the brother's son from the mother. They share the same mother, not the same father. Okay, so that's the last Rashi. Uktani. Achiv min ha'aim. Okay, talking about the brother from the father, brother from the mother. Shehayazeh achiv min ha'aim. Or ben achiv min ha'aim. And that's why we're teaching the second time, because this time maternally, from the mother's side. V'lav mishum cholets. However, Rashi says, though, it's only one problem. It's here also, you can't say that it's also the cholets here either. Why? De'im kein havi l'shnias b'chalutza. Because this whole thing is trying to show that really there's no chalitza, the dechia, that there's no shnias by the chalitza. But if it comes out that there would be, if we're going to learn it, that we're dealing with the choletz here. The halese ele eshes achi ha'av mina'im, v'ha b'shnias taninalan. We're saying this is the case of shnias, and we're not learning shnias. Ele mishu misna, so you have to say it's talking about Misna, the actual brother that was originally married to her. The Havishnias Mishum Erva Deraisa. That again, we're talking therefore to the Raisa, not also the Chalutza. The Ishto Malyase Havish. It's the regular case of that she was his wife. Who Kegon Shahayu, the Bachas Goris, the mace and the Cholets Achim Min Ha'av Uminaim. In other words, they share the same father and the same mother together, and in other words, we have Reuven and Shimon, that they share the same father and mother, and the Levi, the other brother, he is only the shares the same mother. Okay, ulishneihem mina aim shalom mina mishim ulishneihem ach right mina aim shalom mina ach. Okay, so again, Reuven and Shimon have this; they share the same father and mother, but Levi is only share the same mother, Rachel, but not the same father. Okay, and therefore she becomes aser. So therefore Reuven dies and Shimon does chalitza. So anyways, this woman that she did chalitza on is anyways aser to Levi because of the dead brother Reuven. And anyways, so that's what she says because of the thing and not because of the chalitza. We're on the memory base at the 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down from the wide lines. Tashma Tani Rabbi Chia. So we were talking about, we're in the middle of trying to find an answer to the question that do we know that Rabbanan were goes there by Choletz and the Chalutza, that the relatives of each other are Aser. Just like by a regular marriage, when a person gets married, we said, is the relatives of the spouse become Aser to him. And that includes even later, after the separation, death, or whatever, they still remain aser forever. So the Rabbanan made Gzera also by with Chalitza, the same thing. For the Chalitza, it becomes aser to the Chalitza's relative, and vice versa. And the question is, though, does that extend even to Shnias Larayas? Right? The Rabbanan, extra rise that the Rabbanan asked, did they make that Gezeira even by the Chalitza as well? So that's what we're trying to answer. So Tashma, the Tani Rabbi Chia, Arba Midivrei Torah, but Arba Midivrei Sofrim. So here we have, talking about again with the Choletz and the Chalitza, that they become asked to each other's relatives for our on the Deraisa level and for Midivrei Sofrim. Now, what are they? The Deraisa ones are Av, Ubno, Achiv, Uben Achiv. Okay, the father, the son, his brother, and his brother's son. And these are Midivrei Torah. And then we have Avi Aviv, the father's father, Avi Imo, and the mother's father, and Ben Beno, the son's son, and Ben Bito, the daughter's son. These are Midivrei Sofrim. Okay, so the Gemara then says, "Ktani miha." What do we see? One of them that we brought was Avi Aviv. Okay, and of the Choletz, right? When she does Chalitza, so the one that she did Chalitza with, his father's father is one of the ones in the list over here. So my la mishum Choletz. So isn't the Isser because of Choletz? Means the brother that she did Chalitza with. And his father's father is Asertur. And that's a Shnias Larayas. So here we see, if that's the case, that we see that the Rabbanim were goes there even by Shnias. V'havi ala kalas beno, it's the son's daughter-in-law, right? So, which is the Midi Rabbana. So the Gemara answer is lo, mishum misna, v'havi ala kalas beno. So like we saw yesterday a couple of times, again, we give the same answer that no, it's not Asli Choletz, the brother that she did Choletz with, it's his father's father, but rather it's it's her original husband's father's father, the Misna, the one that was Nifter, her original husband. You know, because we mentioned yesterday, Reuven and Shimon, they're brothers, so they share the same father, they share the same grandfather. So just like she's Aser to Shimon's grandfather, which is the one that did Chalitza to her, so it's the same grandfather, is also the grandfather of her husband, Reuven. So when it's mentioned here that she's Aser because to the grandfather, not because of the Choletz, but because of the original husband. And therefore, there's no Raya here that they're Shnias by the case of Chalitza Dafka. Okay, let's see Rashi. So we're going to see that these relatives are, as he's going to go through, are as we're mentioning them, are because of the original husband. Let's see, Rashi, Tani Rabbi Chia, Bechalutza, that we have arba medivrei Torah. Kolomar delagabe ishto havien deraisa. Now with the chalutza, there's none of things deraisa, but the deraisa means that if they were married, they're deraisa, and therefore there it goes there these on the chalutza as well. What are they? So Rashi says av, the father, means the father shall cholitz of the one that did chalitza. Let's say Shimon. Okay, the asur ba mina Torah mibnei hames. Again, because the father of Shimon is also the father of Reuven. So anyway, since she was married to Reuven, originally becomes asur to his father, now she's the same father to Shimon. The havila kalatzo shalav, right, the kala of the father. Ubeno shel cholitz, again, the son of the cholitz. Shehaya hames, achi aviv, ve'ervalagemi. It's the father's brother of the mace. So once again, it's because of the mace as well, she becomes asur to him. Ve'achiv, the brother, shall cholitz, and the one that she cholitz with, Shimon, he has, let's say, another brother. Ve'avinami, achi mace, it's also the brother of the mace. Ve'kamle belo yivne. And then that isser is because of belo yivne. The Torah says, once it's cholitz, then you can't do any more, marry any of the brothers. Uben achiv, and the brother's son, shall cholitz, again of the cholitz, shehaya hamace. Again, vis-a-vis the mace, it's Achi Aviv, the father's brother. And Avi Aviv, we said Mishum Kalas Beno, Ve'avi Mo, the mother's father, Mishum Kalas Beno, Uben Beno, and the son's son. Kasal Kadaitach Mishum, again, Mishum the Cholets. The Havi, we're going to discuss this shortly. And the Havi La, Eshes.